All right, let's pray and we'll jump right into this lesson on tonight. All right, Father, Yah, we bless you as always, and we just come to you, acknowledge your presence, and we seek wisdom and understanding on tonight. We bless you in advance for it, and we thank you for all things. In the name of Yahushua, we pray. Amen. All righty. This is one of these. He's one of these lessons where I think it's vitally important for us to hear at this stage of ministry, being that coming up this September, we will be 27. The church will be 27 years old, I believe. 1994. 27 years old, coming up to September, and it's been a lot of wonderful things that have taken place, and there have been a lot of challenges, that's taken place, but Yah has been good through both processes, through the wonderful things, also through the challenge. Yah's been faithful, and especially dealing with the lesson that we dealt with this past Sabbath service, dealing with fathers, him being a father who's faithful, we should be faithful as the children of the Most High. And from those or from that point of view, we should have the mindset that our Father has. And his mindset about a lot of things, especially when you see how he deal with our nation, he's very patient. He's very patient. And he's long-suffering. And there are things that you see him do with our nation even to this very day. Being that he's put up with us as a people, all this time, and has been faithful. And I like how the scripture said, let me just find it here. If he'd give it to me. Yeah. 2 Timothy, we'll just launch from there. 2 Timothy 2, we'll just start at verse 11. Say, it is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, obviously it's talking about Christ, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. We're joint heir, remember, Romans 8, I believe 16. If we suffer, and I'll just pull it up just to make sure. Romans 8, verse 17. It says, the Spirit is set by our witness with our spirit to level the screen, Romans 8:16. Spirit itself bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yah, and if children, then heirs of Yah. We the inheritors are. Let's just look at the word heirs, just because it's we love words. You look at the word heir; it means partitioning, inheritor. Okay, we are the inheritors, possessor. Possessors, we're the heirs of Yah. So show us what belongs to us, since we are his heir. Psalms 24:1 says the earth is Yah's, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So since we are the children of Yah, we are heirs to this. So what belongs to the Father belongs to us as the children of the Father. Okay? Me as a father, my children has an inheritance because I'm a father. Well, because Yah is our Father, we have an inheritance. The earth is Yah's and the fullness thereof. Another scripture that comes to mind, is it, let me see. Oh, it's another scripture that I'm thinking of. It'll come back to me if y'all desire to. But as we look at it, what we're heirs to is the earth itself. Okay? And so as the children of the Most High, we're heirs. Now, as we look at it, we're joint heirs with Christ. So, you know, it's like what I said during Sabbath worship. Christ is our brother. He is Lord. He is Savior because he is expressed image of the Father, who is the true Savior when we look at it in its purest form. But Christ is the vessel by which we are saved. Okay? And so there's no contradiction when we look at Christ as being the Savior and also Yah as being the Savior, because Christ is the expressed image of the Father. He's not the Father, he's the expressed image. It says if children, then heirs, okay, inheritors of Yah. This is what belongs to him, his kingdom, salvation, his kingdom. So all these things that belong to him, it belongs to us. And saying joint heir with Christ. We know it's the anointing, but this is also talking about the Messiah, the Mashiach. If so be that we suffer with him, we may also be glorified together. Well, when we look to the right of the screen, it says, it is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. And when you look at the dead, it is not saying that necessarily that we have to die like he did, but if we're willing to stand with him even unto death, we shall also live with him. Okay, if we suffer, as you look at it here, especially in comparison to verse 17 of Romans 8, it says if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Then it said, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. And that's the verse that I really wanted to pull out. Yah is faithful. Also, Christ, who is expressed image of the Father, is faithful. And Christ is like, no matter what, I can't deny myself. Yah is like, I can't deny myself. I am who I am, and I'm going to always be faithful to my cause. What I've said, what I've decreed. If I say that the earth is mine and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein, if I say that you're joint heir, he said, I'm faithful to that. Whether you believe it or not, I abide faithful to these two sayings at least. You know, Psalms 24 and 1 and Romans 18. 17. And so as we look at this now, again, it says verse 13, if we believe, to the right of the screen, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Now, that faithful here, it says trustful, believing, sure, trustworthy, sure, true. And so we obviously know that anytime we're dealing with faith, it has to do with complete trust and reliance upon Yah. And so in Christ using himself, or Paul using this example, as far as Christ is, how he is faithful, you know, to the point to where it doesn't matter how our mindset is, he's going to always stay faithful. He can't deny himself. And so with that perspective, as far as faithfulness is concerned, what Yah sent me to say to the church is, even when you look at it as far as the ministry has been, you know, it's getting ready to be 27 years old, You know, I founded the church in 1994, on September 11th, 1994, and there are things that Yah showed me, showed me when I founded the church. There were visions and things that I had. I saw, you know, masses of people as far as I could see. Just a lot of things in association with the ministry and where Yah was going to take it, to the point to where when I came out of it, I admit I was a little bit depressed, because I had seen where we were going to end up, but then had came back to that current date and time and saw where we were, and saw how much how far away that was, and all the things that we need to accomplish, and things that went even beyond my mindset, my imagination on how to get there. And I'll be honest, in my corner mind at the time, I never imagined that 27 years later we would still be getting there. And so that's what Yah sent me to encourage all of us on tonight, is that when Yah has his hand on something, truly, he takes his time in developing it. And he just started giving me examples of that. How old was Abraham? How old was Sarah? Abraham was 99. Sarah was 89. Moses was 80. And so he started giving me all these different examples, because we always look at time frames and timelines, and we want to determine what Yah is able to do based upon time frames and timelines, and our perspective on when we think that we're most likely to have the strength enough to be used. But then, scripture points out, well, we weak, that's where he's strong. And so, in looking at all these things that all of us has faced one time or another, and maybe have looked back on it, whatever you may be dealing with or going through and stuff like that, and you may look at it and say, well, dang, man, it's been this amount of time frame, and things still haven't happened. I've been believing Yah this for a long time, and it still hasn't manifested, and Yah just saying, be faithful. Just continue to take one step at a time, and continue to keep your eyes focused on what Yah has said, regardless of how it look. Because there are time frames when I've looked back over these 27 years, and there were a lot of days where it didn't look like, a lot of situations where it didn't look like what Yah said, and it didn't give the appearance as if it was going to ever be like what Yah said from the outward expression of what I was looking at. But at the same time, faithfulness is not based upon our current situation. It's based upon knowing the fact that Yah said what he said, and regardless of how it looks, I can't deny. Same way as verse 13 says to the right of the screen, Yah says through Christ, if we deny him, he's still going to be faithful. So what I had to realize is that, okay, whether I believe or not, Yah still going to do this. And he going to do this whether he do it with me or not. Because I'm not the determining factor of what he's going to do. I have to be faithful in order to see the things come to pass that he promised. Yah said, if you deny me, I'm going to still do what I said I was going to do. And so the only alternative that we have is to make sure that we be what our Father is. He's faithful. The Son is faithful. And regardless of how it looks, we must be faithful. We must continue to trust him and continue to rely upon him, and to continue to strive toward perfection regardless of how long it takes. I have a cliche that I say all the time. I'm willing to wait forever. Well, Yah says to me, I'm willing to wait forever. And I have so much trust in Yah that I don't believe, I'm going to say it this way. I have so much trust in Yah and what he said that I believe I am invincible. Because I have to see what he said. Hey, I'll use this. I just use this book. Hebrews 12 verse 1 says, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. You go back to Hebrews 11, it gives you all the witnesses. We're not going to do that. Just do it on your own time. Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin. Now when we look at the word weight, the word weight is, it says mass, it says load, burden, hindrance. It says hindrance, and then it also says sin, which is offense, okay, sinful. So it says, lay aside every hindrance and sin which doeth so easily beset us. Now, we look at the word beset. When we look at the word beset, it says, let's see what it starts here. It says, well, standing around, competitor, thwarting, I'm going to go back. 1295, it says, well, good. Just want to look at some of the words. Let's try to get all the definition out of that as we can. It says around, which is still the same definition. I'll look at this one here. Stand around. So all of it's pretty much the same definition. It just gave different versions of it. So again, it says lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us, or beset. Which means these things are always around. In other words, there are always opportunities for us to there are always things standing around or surrounding us that brings about opportunities to discourage us to stop being faithful. Regardless of what we're going through in life, we can always be able to point at something that has the potential to beset us. It's always around. Okay? It's always around. So what the scripture is letting us know is that through the examples of Hebrews 11, and like I said, again, you can look at that on your own time, through the examples of Hebrews 11, when we come to Hebrews 12, verse 1, we can consider all of those testimonies of those witnesses. One particular one I want to use, because that's what caused me to be here, even in Hebrews 12. And I want to use our father, Abraham. Let me find it. Went real past that, didn't it? Okay. Yeah, here it is. It says 11 and 8. I was down at the bottom. 11 and 8, it says, by faith Abraham, because he's the one that made me think about Hebrews 12 as a witness. It says, by faith Abraham, because I mentioned him, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place where he should, after receiving inheritance, obey. And he went out not knowing whether he went. Just faithful. Okay? By faith, he sojourned in a land of promise and in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is Yah. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered a child when she was past age. But she judged him faithful who had promised. And that's the mentality that we must have. Regardless of how it looked like as far as the outward appearance of things, we have to judge Yah faithful who said it. And then we have to understand, as Hebrews 12 verse 1 says, there are always going to be opportunities for things to be set around to try to hinder us by being weight or sin. And we have to understand that and know things are always trying to surround to try to discourage us. But at the same time, just like our father and mother, Abraham and Sarah, they were both faithful. And I like what it says about Sarah, even including both of them in a nutshell, is verse 11, when it says she was past age because she judged him who had promised. In other words, she judged him faithful who had promised. And that's the mindset we must have. Regardless of what you're dealing with, we have to have the mindset to trust Yah who is faithful in what he said. If he said it, don't let what the current circumstance cause us to give up on what he said. By all means necessary. Lonnie, he said it 27 years ago, and it's still manifesting, but he said it. I'm willing to wait another 27 years. I'm actually young in comparison to my father Abraham. He was 99. So y'all can turn around and Yah's promise is not determined by your age. The fulfillment of his promise. There's no such thing as I got too old for the promise. There's no such thing as my time has passed based upon the promise. And we have a tendency, if we're not careful, to allow weight and sin to surround us and cause us to lose focus on what we know that he promised.
Uh-huh. As I look back over my own life, and I'm 68 years old now, and I have a tendency to talk about, well,
talk about life in past tense.
Yeah. And I'm old now. But in spite of all that, in my mind, I know that he's blessed me so that I'm doing things that others my age aren't doing. Mm-hmm. So he just reprimanded me and said, stop even talking about your age. Because mm-hmm. it's irrelevant. It don't matter. Mm-hmm. And every time I start, it's like, whoops, reel that back in. I can't say that, because it doesn't matter. Like you said, it doesn't matter mm-hmm. about age, because purpose overrides age.
Purpose is eternal. That's what I just heard. Purpose is eternal. There's no, like you said, overrides age. There is no number on purpose. Y'all let us spend 40 years on the backside of a mountain, Moses, and then bring you out 40 years later and say, okay, now go speak to my people. You too crazy 40 years ago. You killed a man and buried him in the sand 40 years ago.
And flesh wants say, but I could have done more when I was younger, when I was stronger. But that's obviously not true.
Right.
Because you didn't.
Right.
It didn't happen that way.
So. Right. Right.
I'm agreeing with everything you're saying from a personal perspective.
Yeah,
and I'm grateful that he chose me out of all that he could. That's a song that O'Neal Twins used to sing. Out of all that he could have used, he chose me.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever that purpose is, and I don't know what it is altogether, I just know that it is something. And I take comfort in knowing that and not get all consumed by the cares of the world or whatever is going on, whatever surrounds me, whatever besets me. I can't surrender to that because I know purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Is there.
Mm-hmm. When you look at verse 11, what did Sarah receive? Look at verse 11. What did she receive?
Strength.
She received strength. Age is not determined by the strength of Yah. Sarah was old and received strength. So it's not based upon our physical attributes to determine how Yah can strengthen us. Sarah was in her 80s, at a time frame when she was past delivering children, and Yah gave us strength. Now, when we look at the word strength, it's dunamis. That's power, ability, miracle. I said, it don't matter what your age is, I can still give you strength. Matter of fact, that's most time when I'm going to choose you. When you don't have enough. Or when you don't have any. Then I can do something now.
Yeah. So you can't say you did it.
There you go.
With your own strength.
There you go.
You know it was him because there's no way.
Yeah. When I first started preaching, I started preaching in December 1992. Well, September 1994, a year and a half later, Yah tells me he called me the pastor. My response was, I'm not ready. I haven't been preaching but a year and a half. Yah, I don't know nothing about the Bible. I sure don't know how to be over nobody and lead them in as far as a shepherd of a church. His response was, that's why you ready. Because I can work through you now. But if you had thought you was ready, you wasn't ready. I was going to have to put you on the back burner for another 20-something years just to tell you you was called. Yah is looking for vessels that he can work through and show his miraculous power and cause people to glorify him, because when they look at you, they say, I know that rascal didn't have the ability to pull that off. I love those kind of testimonies. Sometimes I get through with a lesson that we've dealt with and people be like, man, I hadn't heard that before. I'll be like, I hadn't either. I just opened the book and y'all just went to giving power, strength, and revelation started to come. I don't have enough sense to understand that. So what I've learned how to do over these years is to operate to the highest degree of my weakness. Because in doing that, then it brings about the power by which he can operate in me to bring about his divine purpose to pass. He can take all the time he wants. My responsibility is just to be faithful. That's my responsibility. Just be faithful. You're looking crazy right now, Dawn. Be faithful. It's not easy right now, Lauren. Faithful. I promised. Did I promise? Hey, do you come check with me and see if I've changed my mind? Yes, I do. Have I changed my mind? No, you haven't. Then be faithful. Keep your end of the deal. Because the only people who can be what 2 Timothy says, joint heirs, are those who have to be faithful. Be like your father. Be like the son. By all means necessary, I will remain faithful. I don't care if it take me another 27 years. I'll be here. I can't die. Because I got purpose to fulfill. Now, I'm not being cliches when I say that. What I understand is that if I stay in line with divine will, then Yah will continue to bring his divine will to pass. Now, if I get out there and get to doing something crazy, then I done set myself up. I'm being, you know, Balaam now. Y'all told me not to go, but I went. Now I tempted Yah. I'm up for anything now. That's why it's important to be led. Okay? And that's the thing that we have to learn how to do is to quit looking at our age to determine how strong Yah is and how powerful and faithful he is. And we're constantly watching the clock. We're constantly watching, I'm gonna stick with that. We're constantly watching the clock and we're trying to determine what Yah gonna do based upon time frame. Just keep looking. Our father Abraham just kept looking. Living in tents. He wasn't living in mansions. He was living in tents. In a strange land. He just kept looking. The scripture said that he was counted for righteousness because he just believed God. That's it. So that's what I wanted to tell y'all today. I'm finished. I know it'll be long-winded, but this is one of these short ones where I just go ahead and tell you what I got to tell you and go sit down somewhere. Ain't nothing else to add to it or take it away. Unless y'all add it to it, y'all know I'll go another hour. That's what you remember. Quit judging things by your age. You still just a baby. Wait till you get about 100 or something, and if ain't nothing happening, then you start saying, well, Lord, we still got some time to go. Until then, you still just a baby. Of course, since she's 6 to 8 years old, she's still just a baby. Moses like, man, I was 12 more years old than you before he even thought about looking at me. Per se. He just started using me 12 years later. You're saying something, but I can't hear you. Huh? Oh, I need to turn volume up on television. Hold on a minute. Okay, say it again.
Okay, yeah, I know it's made it past it. I hear echo, I'm sorry.
We don't hear nothing, that's you.
Okay, yeah, I know this lady passed it. Okay, I know this lady passed it. That kind of raised me, my mom, and she's 92 years old, and she went back to school, got her degree in college, she wasn't even thinking about going back to school some years back, and then all she said, you know what, it's in my spirit to go ahead and do it, and she went ahead and did. So, you're right, it doesn't matter about what age it is, as long as you remain faithful. She always wanted to go do it, but the older she got, she said she just forgot about it. And then all of a sudden, it was dropping her spirit to go back to school and go get it. And she went and got it. She was 92.
92 years old and went and got a college degree. You know what, if she had, most likely if she had tried to get it any time sooner than that, she wouldn't have gotten it. It would have been out of the season, right. Out of y'all's timing. She could have gotten it and it totally derailed the purpose that y'all had for her. And that's why we have to trust him and be faithful no matter how I look and quit going by timeline. Just, yeah, I'm just going to trust you. I'm just going to remain faithful to what I know you promised. There are things that you said to me. They are true, and I'm going to stand on those things regardless of the weight, regardless of the sin that's around me, regardless of the weight, the hindrances that's attempting to stop the purpose from coming to pass. I'm still going to put my trust in you. And I'm going to abide faithful because you are faithful, Father, and my brother, my Savior, is also faithful. Yehoshua is also faithful. And I want to be a part of those witnesses to somebody else that's in Hebrews 11. I want to be, although I'm not in the book, I want to be still considered as one of those witnesses to somebody else to abide faithful and to be willing to lay aside every weight and sin that surrounds us to try to keep us from accomplishing purpose. When I was going through that, as far as my physical body was concerned, I was like, "Y'all, I'm sticking in here. I got too much work to do. Quitting is not an option. My grandbabies don't need to be without their papa." And I start going down the list. These people need me. I ain't got time. I ain't got time to be sitting up here crashing and burning. Nuh-uh. I got work to do. Get up from here.
No.
All my grandkids on all my recordings over the years. Now this youngest one is over there. They all have a tendency to talk when I talk. They be quiet when I'm quiet. When I go to talking, they go to talk. On every recording, girls and all. Yeah, but that's what I wanted to give you, and just make it short and sweet, and just say, hey, be faithful. Quit looking at age and time frames and timelines and things like that. Y'all's faithful. He's gonna do exactly what he says he's gonna do with you. Be willing to wait forever, and you won't be waiting for long. Okay. From y'all's perspective, it might be for yours, but not for y'all. All right? Any questions, comments? I'm finished. Okay. Father, Yahweh, we just bless you for bringing us into this facet of understanding. We declare that we're not trusting you based upon our ability, our gifts and talents and time frames and timelines and even our ages. But we're trusting you because you said it. And we know that you're faithful to your purpose. And Yah, we just declare that we will also be faithful to the purpose by which you've given us. And we're willing to wait as long as it takes. And we thank you, Yah, for encouraging us on the day to understand that. In the name of Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen.